And so here I was in class every day, and she had a very thick accent. And obviously, I was a very, I would say, studious young person. And every time we go to class, I think, well, I can look at the pictures and I could look at the vocabulary words and I could make sense. But as soon as they started moving into any kind of grammar, I just was clueless. No different from when I ended up in, I think it was chemistry class in high school later on.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Mara Sweeney. Now, Mara is an accomplished speaker, podcaster, and media guest, and has addressed audiences in 15 countries and across the United States on the topics of leadership, influence, and the power of happiness in the workplace. Named the Ambassador of Happiness by the UNESCO Center for Peace, she delivers thought-provoking and engaging presentations with an unexpected punch. Mara also graduated Boston College with a political science and Spanish literature degree, but she also struggled to learn Spanish in the first place. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is WILLIAMNS. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Mara Sweeney, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Oh, I'm so ready, Alex.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's get into this one. This is struggling to learn Spanish. Now, any language is difficult to learn, especially depending when you're learning it and how you're learning it. Why don't you jump into the story and tell us about your Spanish learning experience?
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm so happy to be on your show. I love talking about broken bulbs, and I love talking about failures on the way to success. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to share. Now, put this back into perspective. I am a young girl, always looking to please everybody around me. I come from a mother who's an educator, a well-educated family growing up, and they wanted me to go to this special all-girls prep school where the good girls from the good families who get into the good universities go here. And all I wanted to do was be with my friends in public high school. So as it turns out, I end up for my first year, freshman year in high school, at this private, so-called elite girls prep school where you would think academics would be wonderful, some of which might have been good. But I ended up with a Spanish teacher who had come from Cuba. And she definitely knew her Spanish, but she did not know English. And so here I was in class every day, and she had a very thick accent. And obviously, I was a very, I would say, studious young person. And every time we go to class, I think, well, I can look at the pictures and I could look at the vocabulary words and I could make sense. But as soon as they started moving into any kind of grammar, I just was clueless. No different from when I ended up in, I think it was chemistry class in high school later on. But I did not get the elemental experience of what it was like to put together grammar in Spanish. Well, as it turns out, I made it through her class for the entire freshman year. And fortunately, by the end of the year, my parents allowed me to return to public school with all the so-called regular people. I knew by the end of my freshman year that I was still getting B pluses in Spanish, but I knew nothing of what was going on. I was just a good memorizer. So here we are. I am now second year in high school, and I'm in a public high school with the regular kids. And I realized the Spanish teacher is speaking Spanish, and so are all the students. And I'm like, what is this? And because they're reviewing the prior year, I'm going along with them. And every time there's an assignment, every time there's a quiz, my grades get worse and worse and worse. And I remember thinking, I knew to myself that I didn't know what was going on. As it turns out, I finally went to class after class to speak with my teacher. And I said, Mrs. Wright, I am having difficulty in this class. I said, your class is way ahead of where I was. Can you help me out a little bit? So what she did is she took the prior year's worth of work and kept going back farther and farther and farther. She says to me, Mara, you don't know any Spanish. I said, that's true. I've only memorized some vocabulary words. Well, I knew that I was going to fail this course. I just knew it. And it was only a matter of time. So I ended up going to see the principal of the high school. And I explained to him that I didn't know what was going on. He said, Maura, that's impossible. You just came out of this great prep school. And I said, well, I might have. I said, but I didn't learn any Spanish. And I said, can I please go back with the first year Spanish students and learn there? He said, I've never had anybody in all these years ever ask to be left back in school. And I said, well, I'm either going to fail as a second year student or I'm going to learn from scratch. So he said, well, you realize if you do this, you'll get no credit. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. I need to learn. And so I sheepishly ended up back. They changed my entire high school schedule. And I, as the tall sophomore from the elite prep school the year before, ended up with all the shorter freshmen taking Spanish 1. And Alex, you know the amazing thing about it? I went from despising the language, not because I didn't like Spanish, it was because I didn't know what was going on, to learning to love the language. This teacher taught me the elementals from the ABCs. I learned such great grammar that not only did I learn Spanish grammar, but I actually got a better handle on English grammar. I ended up taking her all 3 years remaining in high school. Then when I was in college, I had an opportunity to take a second major. So I majored in Spanish literature. I went to Spain. I studied there. And because I loved the language so much, years after, I had gone on several trips overseas. I went to Cuba and I was a translator. I went to help on a medical missions trip in Honduras. My husband's telling me right now. Thank you, Jimmy, for remembering that. And Honduras. And I remember I was there for about a week. And people said to me, Maura, where did you live in Latin America? Because you speak just like a native. And I said, I never did. And they said, but you're perfect. Your grammar, everything, your articulation. I said, are you ready for this? I was failing Spanish 2 in high school. So therein lies my broken bowl story that ended up taking me from total humiliation to fun and success.
I think that is such a good comeback story. You know, you're struggling through this thing and then you went and you asked for help. And I think that's a huge key there. What would you say is the single biggest lesson that you've taken from this, and maybe with some advice tied in for young entrepreneurs and creatives listening in?
I would say never admit to or never have so much of an ego that you want to conceal from other people the fact that you don't know. If you really want to excel somewhere and you see failure coming up ahead because you're trying to postpone it, because you're trying to avoid it, because you're trying to pretend that it doesn't exist, you're actually better off going backwards. And I've done that several times in my life. I knew I was going to fail. There was no doubt about it. So I thought, well, instead of doing it this way, I will just swallow my pride and I will sit in with the young students. And so I would say to anybody, if there's something you really want to do in life and you want to do it well, don't worry about what other people think. Even if you feel strange for a while, the long form of this will be that you will have your foundational elements. You'll be able to build upon it because it will be a good foundation. And you won't ever feel like a faker who's about to be found out. And that does such tremendous things for people's confidence and also for a sense of humor.
I love that. That is so, just such a good story and so well told. So thank you very much. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Where is it that people can go to find you and follow you and the work you do?
Well, you can probably tell I love to tell stories. I love to share questions with people that make them feel better about life. So I have a podcast. And my podcast, interestingly enough, is my name. It's Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out. And the majority of my podcasts ask a question about life. And then they're followed up by a story. And then after that, there's a call to action. So anyone who's looking to live a life that, let's say, is happier or more authentic for them, not for the rest of the world, but for them, and they want to develop themselves, it's a nice place to come and visit. So Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out.
I love it. I'm going to have links for that and everything that you do down in the show notes for people to check out. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you too. I've enjoyed it.
And thank you for listening. Let your ego go. If you want to excel, study. And remember, it's okay to go backwards. Sometimes you have to go backwards to learn. Special thank you to Maura Sweeney for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, which I've linked down in the show notes, including her podcast. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show notes. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.